Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Unitarian Universalist Church in Fullerton. My name is Marley Squirrely, and I'll be your service associate for this morning's service. Our church is dedicated to the principles of free faith, the search for truth, and the dignity of all people. We're an inclusive community. We appreciate diversity of belief, of age, of race, and color, of affectional or sexual orientation, and of national origin. Please turn to page 351 for Enter, Rejoice, and Come In, and please stand if you are welcome.
Thank you. Maybe you've seen it, or maybe children or grandchildren have seen it. It's a great movie about positive things that little monkeys can undergo in the movie. But it's a song about making change. And we often talk about change in the world. But I always believe that you need to think globally, but act locally. The one thing we all have is 2 hands. And the children are going to sing you about how to change the world with their own 2 hands.
Come on.
time for our affirmation. We can read together from our order of service. Love is the doctrine of the church. The quest for truth is the sacrament, and the service is the prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge and freedom, to serve you in need, that let us be helpless of the one another.
Elizabeth, do you remember your kindergarten days?
I sure do, Grandma.
Do you believe that wisdom is not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there is in the sand pile at UU Sunday School?
Robert Fulton said it best in his book. All I really need to know, I learned the same.
Then why don't you start?
Okay, and let's start with share everything.
Play fair.
Don't hit people.
Put things back where you found them.
Clean up your own mess.
Don't take things that aren't yours.
Stay inside when you hurt somebody.
Wash your hands before you eat.
Flush.
Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you.
Live a balanced life, listen and sing, cook, and draw, and paint, and sing, and dance, and play, and look every day.
Take a nap every afternoon.
When you go out into the world, watch out for traffic, hold hands, stick to them.
Be aware of wonder. Remember the little thing with our contact. When we sit down, the plant grows up, and no one really knows how or why we are all like that.
Goldfish and hamsters and white mice and even a little seed in the styrofoam cup, they all die. So.
And then remember the Dick and Jane books and the first word you learned, the biggest word of all, look.
Think what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then lay down with our blankets for a
Or if all the governments had as basic policies to always put things back where they found them and to clean up their own messes.
And it is still true no matter how old you are, when you go out into the world and you set some plans to do that.
Thank you, Elizabeth. As Robert Fulton said, the examined life is no picnic.
And thank you, Dad. See you back at the exam hall at UU Sunday School.
Thank you, Elizabeth. This is time for our joys and concerns, and we're going to do something a little bit different the last day of, 2006, I have to think about that. I've been working on the 2007 concentration. So today I'm going to light all the candles, and I'm going to have you do a name for joy or concern. I'm going to start with concerns and sorrows. Someone you maybe have lost in some manner over the last year, or it's just been long. Then we'll do joy, which is, I hope, you'll name people that you love and care about, and that's the direction we're going to go with it today, and it will only take a few minutes.
Thank you. During our silent time, if you manage to forget someone, which is amazing over a year's time, death, sorrows, and just general losses of connections. Do we have people that we're grateful for?
Again, if you manage to miss someone, I'm sure we have. I think we could probably name a lot of people individually that we are grateful for. Let's have a moment of silence.
Thank you.
147, which is for Kiwanuka. So if you ride, if you're willing to table, 147.
Thank you. Particularly young people who have done such a fantastic job today. For you guests this morning, I do want to let you know that this is an unusual service. It's a bit shorter than we normally have, intentionally so as to mesh with the annual pancake breakfast that's taking place, into which we invite all of you to participate. My very best wishes for 2007. As many of you know, this is our 2007 is our 40th anniversary, our Ruby Jubilee year, so we're looking forward to all kinds of great things. Thank you.
Thank you. For our closing words, we pause this hour to remember those whom we have lost, those whom we fear losing, those from whom we are separated, those to whom we would extend a helping hand, a caring heart, the will to live. We pause this hour also to hope for life and good living, for love and kind words, for reconciliation, the support of family and friends, for meaning in the struggle, for wholeness. May our memories and hope renew us for the days and nights to come. Happy New Year.
Tomorrow. Can we join in a circle and put ourselves out into the next year?